Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Leona Brando on Shedding Light with our guest from the previous episode, Minister Chi Mouso. Minister, are you on with us? Minister Chi? Minister Chi will be returning from our previous show, and she is going to be updating us on her recent poems, something that unites all of mankind, because it has been instilled in us to, from birth, to have emotions, to show feelings of joy, of pain, of suffering, loneliness, stressfulness, anxiety, and at times a sense of peace or calm. Let's join in to hear our guest expression of deep and personal feelings today. And Minister Chi, are you on with us? I don't know what's going on. Here we go again. Until she does return and get back on with us, I'm going to be talking about some things that everybody's having a problem with on Facebook these days. I was closed out from my Facebook account. There was a problem with it. And I'm hearing from others on Facebook that they are also receiving some kind of invitations to befriend them. I've had some people ask me if I had sent them another invitation because they said they already were connected with me. So I want everyone to know that if you get anything that mentions anything about befriending them, and they say that it's coming from me or someone else that's already connected to you, don't respond to it. There is a scam going on, and Facebook administration has already warned us about it. So I want everyone to be aware of this thing, this going on, and just to be on the safe side, because there's too much scamming going on, and we don't want anyone to have all their contacts, all their information stolen by these people. Again, we're going to be talking today with our guest, Minister Chi Mouso. And Minister Chi, are you on with us?
I'm on. Can you hear me?
Okay. Would you like to update everyone about a little bit about yourself? We seem to run into problems at time with the sound. I don't know if it's something that happens with all radios or not. But if you can, just update everyone again from the last time that we had the interview. I believe it was last week. And again,
yes.
some things about yourself and the traveling and everything that you've done.
Thank you so much, Sister Leona. As you have said before, I have traveled all over the world. I am so glad that I had the opportunity to do so for myself as well as with my church. Most of my travels have been with my church, so I've gone to many, many, many different countries, and I'm thankful. Right now, what I do is I have an organization called the African Women Networking Group. It's a business consulting group. I'm on the board of the Beacon Brightwood Business Alliance, which is a business group that helps businesses with their everything. I'm a member of the American Communications Network. I'm one of the chaplains for the Places of Worship Advisory Board with the Department of Health in D.C. I'm a part of Cherish Inspired Sanitary Napkins for Women and Girls. I'm a board member or officer for the Ward 4 Mini Commission on Aging. I'm a member of the AARP, and I'm a part of a newspaper called the People's Tribune. It's out of Chicago. I'm one of the distributors, and we have monthly meetings the first Monday and the third Monday of every month at the 4th District Police Department. And I was recently given, because of what I do with the health department in D.C., a health ministry at my church. And we're now at the Washington Times Building at 3600 New York Avenue, Northeast D.C., open. Hopefully I'll be moved all in. I've been taking things there, but I should be moved in by the end of this week, so I'll start up and do everything on spiritual health to help our community, not just my church, but the community. Thank you.
And that's
so
what
much.
We all need. That's mm-hmm. what we all need in this day and age is that spiritual enhancement, spiritual
right.
healing, spiritual comforting. So is there a particular type of population that you work with? I mean, are they adolescents or adults, or do you do any work with anyone?
Anyone. Anyone that needs help.
And how do you get them? They already involved with the church, or do you do any kind of street work?
Well, it's actually through the Department of Health, through POAB, Places of Worship Advisory Board, and we go out and do community service projects. We just recently had one August 18th at three different locations, giving out clothes, food, medical things, all kinds of things. We're going to be having another one Friday, November the 2nd at the Kaiser Permanente, and that's around Union Station in Northeast D.C., and it starts in the morning, and everything is free. We don't do anything where we pay, where you have to pay for anything. It's free to the community.
That is awesome. That is awesome. There are so many people out there that have these nonprofits, that have these businesses. Everyone's out for money. When you see things being done like that, and that's a really charitable, organization. I'm very fond of Salvation Army because they're another organization, nonprofit, that does a lot of wonderful things for people in the communities and also for those that are coming out of the penal system. But I wanted to find out, do you have any new poems that you wanted to recite today?
I do have. They're not new, they're old. But I have over 100-something poems.
Wow.
Excuse me, and I have about six of them. Short ones that I would like to share.
Please do.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. The first one is called My Mind. Sorry. And this
it's okay. The pollen in the air has been really kind of different lately. It's been a problem.
This one just started. But anyway, I was inspired in 2007 to do this one. I'll try to give you a little reason why I do the poem, but this one was for me, and it's called, I have two for me, the first and the second that I'll do. It's called My Mind, and it says, you know, I remember when I used to play with my baby dolls, just me and her, and I would dream, boy, did I have fun in my own mind, and you know, the memories linger kind of like yesterday. I thought I would never grow up back then, and now I have so much to offer to you. I have so much to say. My mind, it's a terrible thing to waste, so they say, and yet your mind has instantly been trying to tell you all along, and you've managed to brush it aside. My mind is simply telling you the truth. Mind wide open, my mind. Now, I did so many poems, and I never really, that one was a small one, but I was inspired to do this one, and this one was for me. And this, again, this one was in 2007, the latter part of 2007, but it's called You Are the Imitation of My Life. And it says, I saw your life before the creation of the earth. You are my masterpiece. You are an act of my love from me to you. And this is the story of your life because you are an epic story. And your contributions are the reason you are here with me today. Now, I have chosen those painful stones in your life, and the darker ones shine ever so brightly. And I knew that they would cause you to come to me. So I then selected your culture. And I knew that you would let your light shine before men. And you did. You blessed my heart when you refused that day. The principles you have learned as a little girl, you stood for that day, made me smile. The day the rain fell on your house, you could not understand why you were chosen then. But you went on anyway. Somebody prayed for you because I put in you integrity, character, respect, and honor. And you passed the test that day, even though you cried hard and promised yourself that you would never cry again. That was a hard lesson, but you passed that day. You are an imitation of my life, a masterpiece, a Mesoic masterpiece. As the stars shine, my love, each twinkle brightens the stones ever so brightly in you. You are valuable to me, and every pain is a living stone shining in my heart, displaying the colors of the rainbow deep in my heart. Each and every painful stone was a beautiful colored stone in your crown, which I am giving you today. And yes, my sweet, you have earned the badge of honor from my heart to your heart to heal you. And the pain will never make you cry again. So yes, my sweet, you may sit here a while as I finish the creation of my universe. Your value is without a price. You are a priceless gift. Though you may have thought you were alone, I have always been there with you. You were never alone. My angels were there too. We helped you through, and you've always sensed our presence. And I know you felt my touch. So yes, my sweet, you have passed the test and have moved on to the next level of this journey in your life. And that is why you are my masterpiece. You are the imitation of my life.
It is beautiful.
Praise Him. Thank you.
It is beautiful. The world we live in today, there's so much pain out there and sorrow. People don't understand what's going on. Many have turned away from God because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And to hear that type of poem, it lets us know that in spite of all the pain and sorrow and suffering that we go through and our loved ones go through and our brothers and sisters worldwide go through, there's always some meaning behind it. There's always something special behind it. And it says somewhere in the Bible, it says all things work for the good. And we have to just
mm-hmm.
have that pain. And as one sister is always saying, Sister Janice is always saying, just have that little bit, that little faith of a mustard seed.
Mm-hmm.
But the poetry, it just kind of like enlightens everything, refreshes everything. But
praise God.
Yes. Amen.
So the next one came to me when I used to live in my church. And as you know, there's good, bad, and ugly. But this was not a bad, this was a bad thing, but not a ugly thing. And it's called All That Glitter. It's not gold. You brought me to a real hellhole. It's what's in a man that comes out that is dangerous, not what goes in, 'cause all that glitter, it's not gold. It's the unseen spirit that controls your thinking, acting out of control. All that glitter, it's not gold. Even when you dress it up, speak eloquently, and polish it up, your spirit man is still bleeding through negative vibrations, causing others to die. You may have polished it up, but it's still leaking out the real you, 'cause all that glitter, it's not gold. You brought me to a real hellhole. It's not what goes into a man, it's what comes out of a man that defiles his soul. Only took 2 weeks to peek your cover. You should have dressed like Batman, 'cause only the real spiritual eyes can penetrate through, because all that glitter, it's not gold. I gotcha.
Very good.
Praise God.
Very
praise
good.
God.
That reminded me of when Jesus had gone to the dinner that he was invited to, and he had the disciples with him. And they were complaining,
mm-hmm.
the Pharisees and Sadducees, about them eating before washing their hands or something. And he said, it's
mm-hmm.
not what goes out, it's what comes out. And basically, that's what that poem is about. What comes out of our hearts, what comes out of our mouths that makes the difference.
That's true.
So, you are inspired, and probably inspired by the Holy Spirit. And those poems,
yes, it just
hits home. It brings so much joy into the heart. And this world's so full of calamity, so full of chaos, and so full of dysfunction. we're living in a dysfunctional country, and the world is just falling apart. And to hear something refreshing, something that gives us meaning. You know, they say, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. And with that poetry, it just continuously reminds us all that we need to just realize that we can face tomorrow. It might be painful. It might be sorrowful, but it's going to be a happy ending somewhere at the end of the rainbow.
That's right.
Well, let's have another one, because I'm getting inspired by these poems.
Okay. This one is called I Was There. And it says, he truly made me grow with infinite wisdom here on earth. The lesson is one in itself, self-taught, full and rich in wisdom from the growth process. If you truly, truly see its rich meaning, it is truly here to make you grow. You shall when you are ready, and never before its time. Stretch forth your wings and fly. Like the eagle, you will soar amidst the heights, but never alone, because the spirit is always there to lead you to heights unknown, to reach levels you have finally mastered. The wisdom is rich, as they say, with milk and honey, ready for picking. But now that you've reached your quest just ahead, you shall aimlessly continue to forge ahead to the top, guided by the spirit. And every plateau reaches higher to another plane just ahead, and you will know when to stop. I was there.
Wow. So when you wrote that one, what were you thinking at the
time? I wrote that one so long ago that I don't remember. But I have another one that I remember. I used to, if I could do this next one, I used to work for an accounting firm. It was the fifth largest accounting firm in Washington, D.C., and I named it Lions and Tigers and Bears with Fangs. This is describing this where I worked. And it says, as you walked through the doorway, you would never imagine a lion with sharp fangs standing on a blind side of the elevator area, so you couldn't see them standing there looking at you, sneaking like a lion on a chase of its prey, ready to rip you apart. And then, in an instant, they emerge smiling and greeting you, saying, hey, Miss Thing, you better remember who your friends are. It's no joke. Survival to the finish. Ready, aim, fire. As the bullets emerge on your computer screen after you return from lunch, and I know that you didn't put it there, and you know that you didn't put it there, and they say, it's a joke, you feel me? Now I remember why they say, when you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark, because at the end of the storm, there's a golden star. So don't be afraid of the dark. Walk on, soldier. And at the end, got to get to the end. The day the tiger roared on a telephone line, almost burnt up the line as the foam steamed tiger's mouth. We really need to stop hating. We need team exercise, teamwork to make the dream work company-wide. The tiger clawed me good that day, biting, clawing, and chewing. Boy, they got mighty territorial in this place. Looks like they never learned how to share. What is it I don't know and they don't want me to know? The pot of gold at the end of the tunnel? You got to get to the end. And the little baby bear didn't see the fangs or the claws through the sea of goodness. Almost like the calm before the storm. They were waiting for you. Better be fully ready for the lion and the tiger and the bear waiting for you, coming for Mr. Good Thing. Lions and tigers and bears with fangs. And that was my experience in the accounting firm. I used to be the receptionist there, so So I used to see everything, and that came to me back in March of 2006. So I give glory to God for allowing me to express myself through poems and not get back on a person or people and just put it out there in the universe to heal and to share with others that they can do the same thing and heal themselves.
That's it.
With God.
There's a scripture in the Bible, and you're probably familiar with it, 1 Peter, it's chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. But it says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of the Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy." And those poems, it just lets us know that we should not be worrying about these trials that we're going through, because in the end, it's going to be rejoicing. We see it all the time, but this is what we need to stay focused on as well.
You're exactly right. And I would like to say this last one, and I said this one before, but I want to thank you so much, Sister Leona, and it's called "To Say Thank You." A forgotten phrase for the things someone else have done for you. Thank you for a kind word, thought, or deed. Thank you for opening your door, your time, your energy, yourself. Thank you for being at the other end of the phone, for having a kind or strong word. Thank you for planting a seed, then nurturing it to develop and grow, then loving it into a give back. Thanks and praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And the beat goes on and on and on. For your fellowship, for your love, for helping me pay my bills, for assisting you when you needed a job, for fighting for your rights, for your idea that I took credit for. And the beat goes on and on and on and on. Thank you so much, Sister Leona.
Amen. Now, I want to say one thing, and not just to you, Sister Minister Chi, but to everyone that's listening on this prayer line. We should never say thank you to one another. We should be giving God the glory, because it's God that brings us to the point we are at. There are so many people that have been saved and so many that could be saved if someone was on the other end of the line, when there are so many people going through so much depression in this world today. And if no one is at that other end, how many souls are lost through suicides? We also have to look at what you do in the streets, feeding the homeless, providing clothing. These are things that you may not even know how appreciative these people are. But there's a time when they're going to be talking to others, and they're going to say, if it had not been for this one or that one or this group or those people, I would not be alive today to be able to share what I have done. There have been so many people that have picked themselves from the ground, dusted themselves off, and progressed, achieved, because of people like you, God working through people like you, God working through organizations in agencies and whomever he's using to do these things. Without the warm-hearted, without the compassionate, the merciful, the loving people in the world, these are God's servants and God's angels. Mm-hmm. And we have to remember that. Never thank anybody for any breaks that you get, because this is God working through you. And I have to say, there are so many people that are in prison that would not be in prison had there been more people out in the communities that saw what they were going through, or that took the time to understand them, or even took the time to talk to them. There were people in homeless shelters in the streets who were one-time lawyers, people who one-time had prosperous employment, that were doing so well, and either through addiction or some other form of ill in their lives, they ended up falling. And as a result, many are in homeless shelters, many are in the streets, and many are in prisons. And all I can say is, if people take the time to try to get to know one another, instead of these people throughout the world who are bullying, and our government does a lot of that with all kinds of countries, but the bullying needs to stop. The bullying in the prisons, the bullying in the communities, the bullying in the countries, the government bullying, they need to stop. They need to get to know other cultures and other races, because what's happening in the world today, all that pain, sorrow, suffering, it's all because people are thinking too much of themselves and not enough of others. So your poetry, the work that you have been doing in the communities, the traveling that you have done throughout the world, getting to know others of different races, of different cultures, just learning, sharing, receiving, that's what it's all about. And your poetry is just so inspiring, Minister Chi, and I just love listening to it. And I hope that people will take that blessing that they're getting through your poetry, that they will brush themselves off, and that they will decide to stop going out there and trying to help others and trying to get to know others. Violence can stop. Unfortunately, there's so much damage done now because of all the things that have happened. But even with, like I say, with the police shootings, if the good police officers reported the bad police officers, then the shootings may not be going on so much, because a lot of innocent police officers are being shot simply because they are in fellowship with some evil police officers. Other, just like prisoners, you find good and bad in every prison. You find good and bad in the communities. There are so many that are lost, so many that are alone, so many that just need a caring heart, listening ears. And I just want to thank you for the poems that you have been sharing these last few times that you've been on the show. And I want you to keep doing what you're doing, Minister Chi, because you are doing wonderful works. Through your poetry,
thank you so much.
are expressing feelings that so many people out there want to express, and they don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Hopefully they have received and will do the same. Start putting their thoughts in a poem or singing. Singing is good as well. But express yourself.
That's it. Make up songs that you can sing that give the joy to God and as well give you, it reflects back on you. It's like looking in the mirror. You sing to our Father, our Creator, and it comes right back to you. You look in the mirror, whatever mm-hmm. you're feeling of joy, it's coming back to you. But the country and the world needs to start looking at these things, because it's coming to its end. Man is destroying man. The environmental issues, the crime, the things that are going on in the communities, all because of like road rage and racial hatred. I mean, these are things that don't even make sense, because everyone can have so much peace if they would just blind themselves to other cultures, other colors. It's something that God created. He created all mankind in all different colors. I can't imagine a world mm-hmm. of all black or a world of all white. There's no peace, no joy in it. But you go and you find flowers of all different colors and fruits of all different colors. It's just so beautiful. And yet we have people out in the world today that are just so bent on doing violence and on hating people and on deceiving. You know, and corruption is bad. So we need to stay focused. And I, like I say, the poems that you read is so... But anyway, we're going to be shutting down soon. And again, Minister Chi may be coming back in another month or so and sharing some more of your poems. We'd love to hear them. And
okay.
For anyone that wants to call in at any time and ask questions to Minister Chi, and also to maybe share your own poems or your own thoughts on her poems, we'd love to have you. So the number to call in anytime is 657-383-1630. And Minister Chi, do you have any last words for you, for the audience, before closing?
I would just like to say God bless you all and have a peaceful, blessed day. And thank you so much for listening in. God bless you.
God bless. And again, Minister Chi, we will have you back on in another few weeks and listen to some more of your refreshing poems. Thank you so much for being on with us. May God bless you. May God bless everyone in the world who is seeking and searching him and whose hearts are in the right place. We thank everyone for being with us on the air today. We give you all a blessing for listening in and hope that you will be with us on our next episode. Thank you. We're going to be shutting down now, and I thank all of you for being on. Once again, thank you, Minister Chi, and we are out. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, the episode is closed.